You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends, trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here, and I'm back with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yesterday was Thanksgiving. I ate good, got a good workout in. All my clients canceled today, and I went to the gym too early, so I came back home, went to sleep, so I'm well rested, so I got some energy. I'm about to go in. It's like, nah, I'm flat. But I did get some good rest. I ain't got this much rest during a week in a while, so I'm feeling great. All right, today's episode, I saw a video on Instagram. This is going to be my first reaction video, so I'm going to start doing these on my page, but today's video, today's episode is my first reaction video. I saw a video on Instagram on a page called Black Fitness, right? Yeah, a page called Black Fitness. I didn't mean to do that, but so they basically there was a girl with donuts, and she felt like her friend was judging her food choice. So I'm gonna put the video right here or right here somewhere. I ain't edited yet, but I'm gonna put the video on one of these spots. All right, so let's take a look at it. All right.
I got us donuts.
Those are so bad for you.
Oh no, are they moldy? Are they poisoned? Are you allergic?
No, I'm just saying.
You're judging my food choices based on a false standard of health again, aren't you? Guilty.
Diet culture, fat phobia, and systems of oppression have created false hierarchies of food, and it shows up everywhere.
For instance, harmful thought patterns like earning food through exercising, or that dessert is the reward for the punishment of eating vegetables.
Remember that you do not need to earn food.
We are all incorrectly taught from a young age that our size, and therefore the foods that we eat, are markers of our self-worth. Moralizing food can lead to harmful relationships with food, and disordered eating.
Instead of focusing on good and bad choices, try to approach food with neutrality in mind.
The only foods that are bad for you are foods that contain allergens, poisons, and contaminants, or food that is spoiled or is otherwise inedible.
Eat without guilt, regardless of what society says. Smarter in seconds.
Whew. Ooh, man. Boy, I tell you. Man, all right, so we're going to break this down. So I had a couple issues with the video, and I had posted it on my Instagram story, and people felt the same way. So, I mean, even if people didn't feel the same way, I know I'm not tripping. I really don't care. But let's get into it, all right? So first, it's going to be two reasons why somebody's commenting on your food choice, all right? One, the person's trying to hold you accountable. Like, hey, maybe you're on a fitness journey. Maybe you set a goal for yourself and your friend or family member's like, hey, you're not supposed to be eating that. You're supposed to be locked in, focused, all right? And the second one is they're probably concerned for your health. If you're overweight or, you know, people notice your weight going up or you just came across a health issue, saying somebody's making a comment on your food, I see no issue with that. There's no problem with that. They're looking out for your best interest, so... those are probably the two reasons someone's commenting on your food. Nobody's judging your food choice. I don't care what you eat, but if I say something about it, it's for one of them two reasons. And most other people. Sorry. if we look at the stats, 42% of people in the U.S. are obese. And I feel like it's more than that. but that's probably the stat I could find the most. That's like the median number. 42% of people in the States are obese. So I don't see an issue of you know, monitoring what someone's eating or saying something about it. It's clearly an issue in our country because that leads to about 300,000 deaths per year. 300,000 deaths per year. And the number's probably going up. Because think about it, like, one, if you're in a neighborhood like mine, you know, for predominantly black neighborhood, there's not too many healthy restaurants, too many healthy food choices. And then you factor that in with just the uneducation. people aren't, I don't even know if that's a word, but people are very uneducated about healthy food choices and how to make the best choices on what to put in your body. And just they're uneducated on the benefits of working out, benefits of eating healthy. So you factor those two things together, and you know, with infrastructure and construction growing, they're putting more unhealthy restaurants in places. So it's, the number's probably going to go up in the next, you know, few years. And then my issue was with this being on a page called Black Fitness, meaning you're targeting black people. It just so happens that black people were the unhealthiest demographic in our country. So you make a page targeting black people and you basically telling them it's okay to eat whatever the fuck you want. That's not cool. It's not cool. It's not. You know, I think I mentioned this on a podcast before. I didn't have a relationship with my grandparents because of health issues, and they weren't even obese. Like, from like them seeing pictures and stuff, they had issues and they weren't even obese. So to do this and target our community is very detrimental. I'm not cool with that. I mentioned the accountability part and just the lack of knowledge, but that was my issue. So let's break it down clip by clip, all right? And after I break it down clip by clip, we're going to look at some of the comments. Let's check it out, man.
Got us donuts. Those are so bad for you. Oh, no. Are they moldy? I mean, no, are they poisoned? Are you allergic? No, I'm just saying. Mm. You're judging my food choices based on a false standard of health again, aren't you?
Yep. First of all, them donuts have no type of macronutrients in them. Nothing healthy is coming from them donuts. All sugar, all unnecessary carbs. Then she said something about being allergic or poisoned, whatever she said. Like, so I'm sure there's more deaths from obesity than due to obesity than people dying from being allergic or poisoned by food. But let's keep it going. And another thing too, hold up. She's talking about judging the food choices. So clearly her feelings are playing a part in her reaction. And when it comes to health, you gotta throw the feelings out the window, man. It has nothing to do with feelings. What your feelings gonna feel like if you're in a hospital bed, like with a heart attack or something like that? You gotta throw them feelings out the window. We gotta stop being so sensitive. Let's keep it moving.
Diet culture, fat phobia, and systems of oppression have created false.
Fat phobia, bruh. We gotta stop, bro. Just because I'm trying to help you lose weight does not mean I'm fat phobic. We gotta stop. We learn these words on Twitter and we learn these words on social media and just take it and run. Nobody is scared of fat people. I mean, maybe people are. I mean, okay, I'm taking that back. People are scared, probably. I'm not that ignorant. Majority of people are not that ignorant. But we gotta take these words away, man, just because people are concerned and care about you and oppressed. Y'all gotta understand that nobody forced you to take that food, put it in your mouth. You are an adult. You made a conscious decision. Whether you were health conscious or not, you decided to put that food in your mouth. I ain't make you do that. You're not oppressed because you're obese. God, man, listen, bro. And I'm keeping it clean right now. This is my first reaction video. I'm telling you, like, this, oh my God, I saw this. This pissed me off. Let's keep it moving, man.
Hierarchies of food, and it shows up everywhere.
For instance, harmful thought patterns like earning food through exercising, or that dessert is the reward for the punishment of eating vegetables.
Bro, It's not earning food through exercise or punishing yourself. It don't make sense to do all this exercise and go eat crap, because you're not gonna get the results you want, and you're not gonna be. You might be a tad bit healthier because you go do some exercise and come back and eat twice as many of the calories you just burned in the gym. It doesn't make sense. It's idiotic. So it's not about earning or punishing yourself.
Remember that you do not need to earn food.
We are all incorrectly taught from a young age that our size, and therefore the foods that we eat, are markers of our self-worth. Moralizing food can lead to harmful relationships with food and disordered eating.
Alright. Let me ask y'all a question. Ladies, if you're getting your hair done, or your nails done, you gonna go to somebody that has fucked up hair or messed up nails? Fellas, you want your hair cut. You gonna go to somebody that don't got his hair right? You want financial advice? You gonna take it from a homeless person on the street? So my issue here, you got an overweight person giving advice to people who are probably seeking fitness advice on a fitness page, and that's targeting the unhealthiest demographic. Come on, man. Like, bro, this is insane, bro. This is really insane, dog. Somebody got to speak up on it. I'm that guy. The community needs me, man. I tell my clients that all the time. Let's keep it moving, man. We almost done with this video.
Focusing on good and bad choices. Try to approach food with neutrality in mind.
The only foods...
You approach food with neutrality in mind, you're going to end up in a hospital. You're going to end up depressed because you don't like how your body look. Because you don't look like how it looked in... I mean, it don't look like how it looked in high school, college, your early 20s, before the kids... You're doing yourself a disservice.
Bad for you are foods that contain allergens, poisons, and contaminants.
Absolutely not true. It's majority of the food places we go to are bad for us. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, enjoy your life. I don't think you should be just living and boring and not get pleasure out of food at all. But your food choice shouldn't lead with the thought of pleasure. So that's absolutely false, bruh. Like, why is she on the fitness page preaching to people, dog? That is crazy. Man, we almost done.
Food that is spoiled or is otherwise inedible.
Eat without guilt, regardless of what society says. Smarter in
seconds. Man, I ain't see one fit person in that video giving advice, bruh. And when fit people are giving advice, we're not saying the standard of health is to be super fit. Like, obviously that's amazing. If I could preach to you and you become super fit, I did my job. But I mean, realistically, everybody's not going to do that. Everybody's not going to become a gym rat. But you can still take better care of yourself. So with me saying the standard isn't being super fit, the standard ain't obesity. That's not the standard. You below that line. You're not healthy. All right. I mean, I got into an argument with one of my clients not too long ago because I don't care. She's above 250 pounds and was trying to convince me that she's healthy and she's younger than 30. You know what I mean? I just told her, like, yo, you gotta, one, you paying me money. You wasting your money if you're not getting serious, and you gotta be concerned about yourself. So, and I'm sure she got that idea from a video like this or something similar to it. So, it's very detrimental to the community. It's a smack in the face to the fitness community, because people that are passionate about it, we go out of our way to help folks. Like, I really care. I really want to help people. I really get joy out of affecting people's lives positively, you know. So, I would hate, like, if I put time, energy into a client, they go watch this bullshit and come back to me and try to tell me I'm wrong. But that shit happens all the time. So... Just be mindful what you see on social media. You might run into some videos like this. This ain't it, man. This is not it. And I see a lot of bullshit like this. And that's why I'm starting to do these reaction videos, because, yo, I see stuff every day. It's crazy. Like, you really got to block out the bullshit if you want to be fit and change your lifestyle. And I want people to be able to watch me. I want the algorithm to pull me up. I don't want it to pull this bullshit up. Get that out of there. We ain't got time for that. Get it out. Man. Oh, yeah. Before I go, we got to check out the comments, man, because, like I said, people was on my side in this one. So, of course, my friends popping up first. Shout out Gus. G Gaines 31. What did I just look at? Shout out Alice Fit to my ridiculous. Let's see. Stormy Sunshine. That doctor is employed by a chocolate sweets producing manufacturer. Pretty sure there's some kind of incentive attached to saying wild stuff like this. Wow. A money grab. I'm not surprised by that. DBTS Skin Bar. Okay. Well, technically, those donuts will fall into that category because of the white sugar. White sugar is highly addictive and causes a whole host of health issues. It's basically poison. Didn't they say poisonous in the video is bad for you? Ironic. Same with gluten. They likely add to it. It's not about shaming yourself. It's about understanding the psychology behind why you want to consume something. A lot of time, it's nostalgia. It's also understanding what is in what you eat, how your body will process it, but immediately and prolong. I get the intent behind the message, but it's misleading. Very misleading. I'm telling you, people are going to take that and run. People that are like avoiding the gym, avoiding fitness, avoiding taking care of themselves, they're going to take this message and run away with it. they're going to take it the wrong way and run with it, bro. They're going to come to their trainer talking crazy. But if you a trainer like me, we don't do that. We don't play them games. We don't got time for that. All right. If you know, you know. Coffee Black. Sugar is worse than crack. LOL, but I digress. I eat what I just know to eat moderation and to make sure to exercise that burns necessary energy in my body rewards me for treating myself good. They are correct, though. Can't be demonizing food. Funny thing, the girl in the yellow is a sales executive for a company that sells nothing but cakes and other sweets. So, of course, she's talking. They on here promoting business, man, on a black fitness page. Boy, I tell you, fitness industry is corrupt. Boy, people in it for the money. They going to tell you the wrong stuff. Be careful what you consume, I'm telling you. All right, this is the last comment I'm going to read. Wow, this is targeted at black people being funneled through a black IG account, and this is all fucking lies. Do better. Woo. All right, one more. Baby, what I do know is we're going to think our way out of common sense. Folks are dying because of food choices. Man, I had to screenshot that one. But yeah, man, so people ain't stupid. People are not stupid. But yeah, I just wanted to read the comments before I head out. So, like I said, I kept it clean. That was my first reaction video, but it's going to get worse. Not worse, but it's going to be great info. But, you know, some of these videos got me hot, really, really heated. Whew. But if you enjoyed the video, man, like, comment, subscribe. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at CMartyFit. Cop some gear. And any recommendations for videos, suggestions. If you saw something that you think I would react to, it might be funny. It might be educational. It might be entertaining. Send it over to me. And I'm going to make a video. I've been doing one podcast a week. So I'm trying to ramp it up. You know, 2, 3, 4, 5 a week. Just because I see so many reaction videos. And it's so much knowledge I can put out there. I've been getting great feedback on the podcast. So if you left a rating, sent me a text, sent me a DM because you like the podcast, left a comment on the video, I appreciate you. You know, we're going to keep this thing going. So appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm going to holler at y'all next episode. Probably have some more bullshit. But I see y'all next time. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Boy, season's greetings to you all.